This is National Native News. I'm Gary Fife. By practicing traditional arts, Native people contribute to the vitality of their cultures and tribal economies. But little research has been done on the health effects Natives experience from crafts such as silversmithing and dungfire pottery making. In New Mexico, the 8 Northern Indian Pueblos Council has launched a project to involve Native craftspeople in identifying and reducing the health risks of their work. Catalina Reyes reports.
I need to clip this onto that belt here on the side.
San Alfonso Pueblo potter Kathy Sanchez and her sister Evelyn Garcia hold still, while Pat Herring, an industrial hygienist from Sandia National Laboratories, attaches air samplers to them. A small but noisy little box on Garcia's hip pulls air through a tube clipped near her face.
See that?
Yeah.
Showing how much you're
breathing. The devices will measure what Garcia and Sanchez breathe while they go about a traditional Pueblo pot firing, raking up ash on the firing site, pouring kerosene on the structure of cowpies and cedar chips around Sanchez's pot, through the firing itself when they'll be moving through billowing smoke to make adjustments. Later on, Herring and fellow technicians will analyze data from the air samples and other devices to see whether the craftsmen are breathing anything harmful.
I've got a dust sampler on the side of the shed to the left. I've got a carbon monoxide sampler also over there. I've got an organic vapor monitor up toward the right and a formaldehyde monitor toward the right.
The Environmental Office of the 8 Northern Indian Pueblos Council has teamed up with Sandia Labs, the Department of Energy, and several northern New Mexico community colleges to study health impacts of a range of traditional Native crafts, from beadwork to metalsmithing. According to Project Director Dr. Pamela Bumstead, the effort has three parts: finding out what health concerns Native artists have, performing tests during craft making to determine the nature or absence of actual health risks, and exploring culturally appropriate ways to reduce or eliminate risks when they're found.
We developed a questionnaire that was distributed at the Santa Fe Carnival in June, and then as part of the 8 Northern Arts and Crafts show in July. The single most widespread concern has been one of movement and sitting, and issues of repetitive motion. Beadwork has a problem of very fine work which is being done, and there's an eye strain with that. Silver is the major one. Silver has solvents, solders, and the silver itself is a hazard either for breathing, buffing, and there are other elements such as cadmium, which is in some of the materials used in metalworking, and some of the acids.
One of the artists who responded to the project's health effects questionnaire is Mary Atu, an Aleut from Alaska. She makes medicine bags and traditional leather garments using deer and elk skins she brain tans herself. She notes that some of the concerns she brought to the project have become part of Native craft work with modern times, such as problems with breathing lint and fumes.
A long time ago, you know, everything was done outside, and the wind would take all of these things away and you never had to worry about it. And today we live in an environment where we are closed in, and we keep these things in here. I live in this very small little apartment, and the lighting is not the greatest. And now I'm working in a closed-in area where sometimes I do beaded feathers, and once in a while I will use some glue, and some of these glues have fumes that are just totally obnoxious. It says to use in a well-ventilated area, but that isn't always possible.
Pamela Bumstead says correcting such problems won't work unless solutions are built on practical and cultural information contributed by the artists themselves.
We're going back to the community to ask for their suggestions in how to build or change the process, come up with new materials, for example, or new ways of using existing materials and existing equipment in order to solve the problem. And again, that's a collaborative effort.
It's an effort that could be slowed if the Native Craft Health Effects Project loses its technical assistance from Sandia Laboratories, which depends on Department of Energy funding that ends October 1st. But officials at the 8 Northern Indian Pueblos Council say the project is a long-term effort, and while locating new science resources, they'll continue with outreach and education. They're already distributing a pamphlet called Pueblo Crafts and Healthy Lungs about the benefits of good ventilation and respirators. For National Native News at San Alfonso, New Mexico, I'm Catalina Reyes.
National Native News features are made possible by the National Endowment for the Arts,
and by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. This is APR, American Public Radio.